2024 December Semi-Annual Training. Week 16. Day 4. Outline. Roman number 3. Christ as the contents of the Lord's table is the reality of the New Testament economy of God. Capital A. The emphasis of the Lord's table is the fellowship of His blood and body, the participation in the Lord, the enjoyment of the Lord in mutuality, in fellowship. Number 1. The Lord has given Himself to us so that we may partake of Him as our feast and enjoy Him by eating and drinking Him, in order to become our feast, the reality of the produce of the good land. Christ had to be processed. Small a. If Christ had not been incarnated, He could not have blood and a body. Through incarnation Christ put on a human body with blood and flesh. Small b. If Christ had not been crucified, His blood could not be separated from His body. Through crucifixion His blood was separated from His body. Small c. If Christ had not been resurrected, He could not be on the table as our food. In resurrection He is served to us on the table as a feast for our nourishment and enjoyment. The one who presents His body and His blood to us is the resurrected Christ as the all-inclusive life-giving Spirit. Number 2. The Lord Jesus took bread and blessed it, and He broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Small a. The bread denotes life, the life of God, the eternal life. The bread signifies the Lord's physical body, which He gave for us on the cross in order to impart life into us. Small b. The bread also signifies the Lord's mystical body, the means for Christ to carry out His heavenly ministry for the accomplishment of the divine administration. Small c. By participating in the Lord's divine life, eating and enjoying Him as the bread of life, we become His mystical body, His enlargement. This is the end of today's outline.